Greetings. Welcome to the U.S. Phone Force, the talk show that leads the way. My name is Tom Kovach. Perhaps you've read my columns at Renew America or WorldNet Daily. My signature column series is called Short Bursts. If you served in the military, as I did, then perhaps you've worn a little gizmo called the Kovach Clip, which I invented, or maybe you're one of the 49,000 people that voted for me in the last election for Congress in the Nashville area. Regardless of how you found the program, welcome to the U.S. Phone Force. Prepare for takeoff.
And we are back with the second hour of the U.S. Phone Force. Today is Sunday, 17 February 2008. Just before the network ID break, we had a call from Texas from Davey. Davey says that Jews are the source of all the world's problems. Oh, really? Well, I have some questions for Davey. Question number one. Have you ever heard of the communist Chinese? How many of them are Jewish? Question number two. Have you ever heard of Hugo Chavez of Venezuela, a man who has taken over the country of Venezuela, a man who is a declared socialist, a man who is making friends with Al-Qaeda? They're Muslim, the enemies of the Jews. But Chavez is a communist, therefore he must be Jewish, right? Oh, wrong. Now, there's another one. Have you ever heard of a guy named King David? Let's see now. He was the king of Israel. Now, his name was what? David. And Davy is short for what? Oh, yeah. Wow. So a guy with a Jewish name calls up to tell me that the Jews are the source of all the world's problems. That's probably a good way to get oneself banned from calling into the U.S. Phone Force. Now, I'm not here defending the Jews. They can defend themselves. I am not here to disagree with people that think that many communists are Jews, because they are. However, to make a blanket statement that the Jews are the source of all the world's problems is a bit way too paranoid for me, and I have never, and I have listened to that argument for at least 15 years, and I have never heard anyone that can defend it logically all the way to its conclusion. Some people can take that argument farther than others, but I have never met anyone that can go from A to B to C to D through the logic without making a huge leap at some point, skipping over a whole bunch of facts and getting straight to the Nazi point that the Jews are the source of all the world's problems. I don't buy it. And if somebody with a name like David is going to call and tell me that the Jews are the source of all the world's problems, I would say that he doesn't believe it that much, or else he ought to go down to the courthouse and change his name. Just a thought. Okay, I'll get off of that particular soapbox now, because, you see, when I was young, and even when I was in the United States Air Force, I had people tell me that the Russians were the source of all the world's problems. There are some people in America right now saying the Mexicans are the source of all the world's problems, or at least all those of the United States. And I kind of remember all those fist fights and rock throwing and Molotov cocktails and such back in the 60s when they said all the blacks were the source of all the world's problems. Well, somebody get it right, okay? You know who the source of all the world's problems are? Satan. Period. Nobody else. And we'll be back after this break on the U.S. Phone Force.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
With more of the U.S. Phone Force. You know, before the break, I basically, I hope, put to rest the argument of a caller that we had before the top of the hour named Davey. But let's just drive the last nail in this if we can. Perhaps the root of all the world's problems are guys named Davey. Okay? So, all guys named Davey are suspect, and you know, et cetera, et cetera. What do you think about that? Just a thought. You know, let's pick a group at random. Let's see what we do. Let's put that to rest for a while. We have on hold from Maryland, Mike. Welcome to the U.S. Phone Force, Mike. What's on your mind?
Well, just kind of what you're talking about earlier. You know, it would be awfully easy if we could blame all the world's ills on one person or one group of people, and it just isn't that easy to do. The place where I work at, the last boss I had was Jewish. He's the nicest guy by far I've ever worked for. I mean, he left. Everybody missed him. So yeah. I don't think, you know, that you can, you know, some people want to blame the Catholics. Some people want to blame the Masons. Most Masons are good people. It's just a few Masons maybe that are up to nefarious ends. And are there some groups of people that have a disproportionate amount of power in the world? Well, possibly, but we're not going to get anywhere by slamming one group of people. And I just thought I'd call you that. I enjoy your show. I really I love folk music. I don't care where it comes from. I love and the balalaika is a beautiful instrument. I had, if you ever get a chance, go to a Native American powwow.
You know, we have a huge one right here in this area. It's one of the largest in the eastern half of the United States.
Well,
in fact, I think it's coming up in about 3 or 4 weeks. I'll see if I can get some information on it. I have met a number of people that have been, but I personally have not been, but I think this year that I will go. I have been to one when I lived in upstate New York. That one was run by the Iroquois Nation, if I remember correctly, and in particular, I have to confess, I don't know as much, and by the way, and this is just me personally, but in one of my columns about a year and a half ago, I coined the term Aboriginal Americans, because I'm a Native American.
Sure.
You know, as G. Gordon Liddy says, hey, I was born in America, therefore I am a Native American. But the Aboriginal Americans are the ones that commonly were referred to as the American Indians, and I've never liked that phrase, but it's just what I grew up with, and I suspect you did too.
Yeah.
we need to turn the linguistic battleship, as it were. And
sure.
So I think that's just an offshoot, but if I remember correctly, the Iroquois Nation had 6 tribes. One of the 6 tribes was the Oneidas. I know that they are one of the 6 tribes. And I believe it was the Oneida Nation that sponsored the powwow I went to up in New York. And they have that every year as well. And it's quite an event, and I learned a lot. They have a museum up there.
Oh, sure. Well, it's fantastic. And the first powwow I went to was like a little bit over 20 years ago, and I just did it as a fluke. I'd never been to one, and I saw these Native Americans. I'm not sure which. This is from Eastern Virginia, and they had their colorful costumes, and they had this dance, and they had the drumming. I go into an altered state of consciousness quite easily. I used to meditate. I used to be into altered states of consciousness of various types. So
right.
The drumming, I go into an altered state of consciousness.
That's very common in the Buddhist religion, by the way, the drumming in order to induce a meditative state.
Sure, and I was kind of involved in shamanism for a while, but that's another story.
Right.
But at any rate, though, this one group, and I'm not sure what tribe they were, they're from Eastern Virginia.
If I remember correctly, the Algonquins are in that area, but I'm not certain.
I'm not sure either, because some tribes were semi-nomadic. But at any rate, though, I was watching these guys dance, and it just wowed me. I just said, man, these people are just incredible. Then after they did their dance, the announcer says, they just came from a big international, I guess I don't want to use the term dance-off, but it was like a contest.
Right.
Where they're competing against Native dancers from Lapland, from Germany, from Thailand, from South
wow.
America, Central America, from
that
Ireland,
is fascinating.
From
now,
Wales.
Where I used to
and
live.
They won the world championship, hands down.
Really?
And these people were just incredible. And I was, like, nearly broke. And I, you know, it was a period of my life I was nearly broke. And they asked for donations, and I gave them $20. I said, man, you know, that's just, that was just incredible.
Yeah. That is interesting. I think there's a lot that we can learn from other cultures, other languages. I'm not as good at it as I used to be. I didn't keep up with the formal training, but I'm still conversational in Korean. I spent a year there in 1981, and I've had very limited contact because the ethnic Korean community is somewhat closed. I mean, you know, if you're around, it's pretty tough to get into that community other than, you know, go spend your money at the convenience store. And
sure.
I really enjoy the Korean people, and once I'm able to bridge that gap and I get a chance to speak with them in their own language, even just a little bit, you know, then I'm not so much of an outsider, and that's a good thing. I began to learn Farsi from members of the Royal Iranian Air Force back when they were still on our side. used to speak Russian in my grandmother's kitchen, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, and I was a sign language interpreter full-time for 2 years. So I do enjoy languages, and I enjoy meeting people from other cultures, and I believe there are things that we can all learn from each other. Does that make me any less of an American? No, quite the opposite. It makes me an informed American. I make the choices that I make fully informed. I know what I choose. I know, for example, that I am a Christian and I believe that Jesus meant exactly what he said and that it was totally true when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And in fact, I wrote a column about that years ago. There was actually quite a lot of meaning behind that single sentence. Did you know, Mike, and then we'll wrap this up here in a minute, but
sure.
Did you know that in that one sentence, Jesus trampled on the other competing major religions of his day?
Yeah. Well, most of them were basically satanic in origin.
Well, for example, the major religions of the East, and because of the influence of Chinese culture, you know, the Chinese have quite an outreach, so the people on all sides of them were influenced by their language and culture. So, for example, one of the words from Chinese, the word is Dao, is very popular, and in some languages such as Korean or Japanese, it's Do, but it's the same concept. It means the way, okay? Jesus said, I am the way. There is no other Dao but me to have eternal life. He said, I am the truth. Well, what is it that the Greek philosophers valued and pursued more than anything else? Plato, Aristotle, etc., etc. Truth. And then Jesus said, I am the singular life. What is it that the Buddhists and the Hindus pursue? Reincarnation and continually improved life after life after life after life. Jesus said, I am the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. So he essentially trampled on the other major religions of his day in one sentence.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sure enough. Well, you take it easy, and you keep up the good work.
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot, and I enjoyed the conversation, and I certainly enjoy a little confirmation that I'm not by myself in these views. In fact, I personally think that my views are in the majority in America. And what do you think? Call-in number is area code 800-313-9443. This is not where I had planned to go with today's conversation, but it is an important topic. And as I said at the beginning of the first hour, today's program is a free fire zone. Whatever is on your mind, we can discuss that. Again, the call-in number, area code 800-313-9443, or you can email the program at radio@tomkovach.us. It's not .com, it's .us. And Kovach is spelled just like it sounds, K-O-V-A-C-H. Kovach rhymes with watch. It's Russian for Smith. Now, if I get some people that are linguistically in tune, somebody's going to call me up and try to correct me. Oh, you idiot! Kovach is not Russian for Smith. It's Hungarian for Smith. It means blacksmith. Well, somebody go there and try to challenge me on that point. Let's see what happens. All right, that call-in number again, 800-313-9443. In the meantime, I want to plant a seed for another topic of discussion, and that is the growing violence in our public schools. Think about that, and we'll talk more about it after the break. And if you're listening and you are near a computer, go to www.changeourschools.org. Changeourschools.org and see what can be done to stop the growing violence. And I'm not talking about institutional violence. I'm talking about children coming to school and attacking the teachers, attacking the cafeteria workers, attacking the adult staff members. We'll be back with more of the U.S. Phone Force on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
With more of the U.S. Phone Force on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Tom Kovach, your host, and the call-in number is toll-free, area code 800-313-9443. What do you think about any of the topics that we've discussed so far, or is there another topic that you would like to discuss? Today is a free fire zone here on the U.S. Phone Force. So far, we've discussed a little bit about presidential politics, about ethnicity in America, and the influence of language and culture on American society. We had one caller who claimed that the Jews are the source of all the problems in the world. And of course, that caller's name was Davey, and I posed the question, what if the real source of all the problems in the world is people named Davy? So think about that one for a little bit. Call in if you'd like. And just before the break, I tossed out the question, what do you think about the growing wave of violence in our public schools? Now, we hear a lot in the news about the violence of students upon students. Individual fights, gang fights, threats with weapons, specifically firearms. Oh dear, things are terrible. But what about the students that take it to the next level? What about the students that physically threaten and physically attack the staff members of the schools? I have a guest lined up. She was not able to be with us this week. There's a bit of a time zone problem. It's very early where she is. And also, we need to get a little bit more background information. But she was attacked not once, but several times in the school district where she works. She was eventually attacked to the point that she was put in the hospital. Do you know what one of the administrators for the school district had to say about that? Quote, "Life happens," unquote. Hey, yeah, life does happen. And every now and then there are consequences when life happens. And who should suffer the consequences for bad actions? The teacher or the instigator of the violence? In that case, not just one student, but about five. What do you think? Again, the call-in number, area code 800-313-9443. In the Nashville School District, recently they introduced technology from Homeland Security as a way to make people feel better about the public schools. What did they introduce? Cameras with facial recognition software. A multi-bazillion dollar solution to a non-existent problem. If the problem is that students are beating up students, if the problem is that students are beating up the staff, then the problem is not who came in the door. We already know who came in the door. We can't stop them because they have a reason to be there. In fact, the law as it currently exists requires them to be there. The question really should be, what do you do with them once they get there? Now, I have a real simple solution to that problem, and it won't cost the school district anywhere near the amount of money that it would take to implement facial recognition technology, and that solution has been proven to work in the past, and it is called spanking. Now, when I was in school, they used a wooden paddle, and it was about half a yard long. Some of them were a little longer, maybe 2 feet long. One particular principal that I remember drilled holes in his paddle, and if you asked him why, he said, "It sucks up to me." Now, I think that's a little too harsh myself, but I see nothing wrong with, in the elementary school ages, using open hand spanking, and if it's still needed by the time you get to junior high level, hey, teacher wants you to have a belt in the drawer, and every now and then everybody needs a good stiff belt, right? And I would say that some of these wayward students need one applied to the other end of their body from where adults somewhat sometimes apply that phrase, a good stiff belt. What do you think? You can call in to the U.S. Phone Force. You can agree. You can disagree. But in my opinion, spanking is effective. It has, for the most part, about a 5,000-year record of success. All of these other techniques that have been implemented have been proven to eventually fail. But if you want to try and convince me otherwise, feel free to call in. Again, that call-in number, area code 800-313-9443. It's a toll-free call from anywhere in the United States. Or you can email the program at radio@tomkovach.us. Just a reminder, this music is provided by Dmitry Smirnov, leader of the band Barinya. He's playing the traditional Russian balalaika. The song is called Dorogoy. which means along the snowy road. And in the 1960s, there was a folk band that recorded a song with the same music.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we're back with more of the U.S. Phone Force here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. What do you think? Does spanking work? Will it reduce the problems in the public schools? Or is it a brutal, harsh solution that will damage the self-esteem of children forever? What do you think? Well, while I'm waiting for you to call in and tell me what you think, we need to pay a few light bills around here, so let's consider our sponsor, hempusa.org. Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, hempusa.org says that no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. This nutrient-dense food can be used as a storable food for up to 5 years when vacuum-packed, and it is priced affordably. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. Your body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call area code 908-691-2608 or order online from hempusa.org. Call 908-691-2608 for hempusa.org. By the way, when you visit our network's website, www.republicbroadcasting.org, make sure you also check into the Republic Trading Group. Republic Trading Group can give you information on gold and the value of trading in gold and other investment information. Again, you can go to our network website at www.republicbroadcasting.org and follow the link, or you can go directly to republictradinggroup.net. That's Republic Trading Group. Help to support our network, Republic Broadcasting Network. And we'll be back now with more of the U.S. Phone Force. And the call-in number, 800-313-9443. Among the topics we're discussing, violence in public schools, specifically student-upon-adult violence. And you can learn more at the website www.changeourschools.org. We've also discussed presidential politics, and that is a hot topic, especially since our network headquarters is in Central Texas, and the Texas primary is coming up on the 4th of March. What do you think will happen, and what outcome would you like to see, and why? You can call the show, or you can email the show at radio@tomkovach.us. Kovach is spelled just like it sounds, K-O-V-A-C-H. And you can visit my website at www.tomkovach.us. It's not .com, it's .us. There, among other things, you can find links to my columns, and you can find my book, Slingshot. You've never read a book quite like Slingshot. It's a collection of 3 years of my online columns, not all of them for 3 years, but some of the best arranged into topics. Among them, history, the military, terrorism, and a special section on Hillary Clinton. Did you know that 3 weeks before the start of her so-called listening tour, which was really a stealth campaign at taxpayer expense, 3 weeks prior to that, I organized the first anti-Hillary rally in the state of New York. Now, a few years later, I moved to Tennessee, and in 2006, when someone began a draft Hillary for President campaign, and went to hold a fundraiser, I organized the first anti-Hillary rally in the state of Tennessee. Does that tell you something? That woman is dangerous. But we all know Hillary's on the left. Do we need to just constantly, as constitutionists and as conservative thinkers, do we need to constantly be perceived as the opposition party? Are we just defined by who we're not? Oh, we're not the other guy. We're not on the left. Or is there a little bit more to it than that? Let's find out. Well, we have a caller on hold from Tennessee. John is holding. Not the same John that called in the first hour. John, welcome to the U.S. Phone Force. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk, well, first of all, thank you. I wanted to talk about corporal punishment.
Sure, go ahead. What's your view?
In the 7th and 8th grade, we used to have a teacher, God bless his soul. He unfortunately got killed in an automobile accident a very long time ago. he used to paddle us in the classroom when we got out of line.
Right.
And then we had a note pinned to our little jacket addressed to Mommy or Daddy saying that I was a bad girl or boy.
Right.
We got it twice when we got home.
Oh, that was my father's, one of his cardinal rules is that if you get spanked in school, you're going to get another one when you get home. Now, let's take that one step farther, because I had to walk the razor's edge growing up, okay? And, you know, as we get to know each other on this program, from time to time, I'm going to talk a little bit about my personal background. Now, there's a public Tom Kovach, and there's a private Tom Kovach, but somewhere in the middle, there are a few things that details such as this that illustrate public policy points, and this is one of them. Not only would I get a spanking at home if I got a spanking by the teacher, but if I got beat in a fight by another student, my father would say, you get a beating at school, you get another one when you get home. And, you know, he used to say to me, if trouble comes to you, walk away. If trouble follows, run away. But if trouble grabs you, you better win.
Yes, mine, you know, said the same thing.
And you know, that is classic Americana. And as we discussed earlier with Mike, and then, of course, there was Davey in the first hour, but in America, there is a classic American viewpoint. And it matters not what ethnic background you come from. It doesn't matter if you were Russian or German or Mexican or Chinese or whatever. There is a classic American viewpoint, and that was it. Americans are tough, but we're fair.
Yes. Now, remember when you and I used to get into fights when we were little boys? As we call it here in Tennessee, the big bull versus the little bull?
There you go.
We'd get into a fist fight with somebody, everything like that. It was said and done the minute it was over with.
You know,
and we usually ended up making friends with that person. And here's the kicker. You and I walked around with pocket knives that our daddies gave us when we were little boys.
Right.
Did we ever think of pulling out one of those in a fist fight? Hell no, because we would get it to, oh my God, our world would end right there.
Oh, yeah. And the funny thing is, I mean, I remember the days when if a boy had nothing else, you know, remember show and tell?
Yeah.
If a boy got called, you know, because some boys are quiet and blah, 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 but if the teacher couldn't get the boy to talk, the teacher, and these are women teachers, would ask, do you have a pocket knife? Well, yeah, I got a pocket knife. And he pulled out, well, tell us about your pocket knife. And you'd open it up and you'd show all the tools. And my daddy gave me this pocket knife and he gave it to me for whatever occasion it was. And even the quietest boy would get to talking on that question. But as you said, we would never think of pulling out a pocket knife in a fight.
No.
Because, first of all, as you said, yeah, we'd get in trouble. First you'd get a spanking from the teacher. Then you'd get sent to the principal's office. Then your parents would give it to you. And then probably the worst punishment of all, they take the knife away.
Exactly.
Okay, but then there's another aspect. Remember what I said a minute ago? Americans are tough but fair, right?
Yep.
You pull a knife and the other kid doesn't. Now there's going to be 20 kids jumping on you. So what are you doing pulling the knife out? Bam, 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 bam.
Exactly.
You know?
And you're going to lose every friend you had, because when we were growing up, if you resorted to like a stick, a rock, a broken bottle,
right,
you were a damn coward in that fight.
Yeah.
If you couldn't beat the guy fair and square, you had no business getting involved in a fight in the first place.
However, comma, if the other guy pulled something on you, it is now fair game. You can pick up whatever you have to.
Yep.
Because I was in the seventh grade, and I had a kid kick me in the knee with soccer cleats on and drop me like a rock. When I got up, I had a big stick in my hand, and I wore it out on him, and he ran away.
He deserved it.
Well, you know what? I still have a knot on my knee to this day. Okay? So, yeah, he deserved it. And did he ever mess with me again? No. See? And those are the lessons that modern American students, but especially boys, are not allowed to learn. And our society is full of feminized boys.
Yes,
and the problem is, and here's the problem, we get a bunch of women who think that if we just treat boys like girls, then they'll be peaceful like girls. Well, there are two problems with that, and I'm sure you know where I'm going with this. Number one, boys aren't girls. You may have the same input, but you won't get the same output.
No, you won't.
And problem number two, and this is the one they really don't get, and they don't want to admit, girls aren't peaceful either. They just fight in different ways.
Have you ever seen two girls in a fight?
Sad but true. Yes, I have. But
same
I'm not
here.
Talking about fist fights. I'm talking about what they do to each other with their snooty little words. And it continues into adulthood.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm very much against discrimination, okay? But there's a certain type of self-discrimination and the biggest division in the world, because you can go to any society on planet Earth, the men and the women are divided to some degree, and you can't change it because, hey, the plumbing is set up a certain way, right?
That's exactly right.
And my point is, you ever listen to women around the water fountain?
Ew. Kathy's husband got me. My husband didn't get me anything.
You know who I really pity? I pity the guy that goes to work and works hard and makes a lot of money so that his wife can stay home, and he thinks she's cleaning the house and cooking dinner and all that. And if you put all of that together, it takes probably about an hour if you do it right every day. And what is she doing for the other 6 or 7 hours? Watching soap operas.
Yeah.
And getting her mind all filled up with greed and, you know, I deserve to wear an evening gown when I go grocery shopping. And then poor husband comes home at 5 o'clock. Hi, honey, what's for dinner? And she goes, what? You didn't stop at the jewelry store and get me? Am I right?
Yes, you are.
So, I mean, American society is all messed up. And what we don't get is that the roots of the problems exist at a much younger age than most people want to admit.
It starts in the schools nowadays.
Oh, it starts before that, my friend. It starts when they're in diapers.
It sure does.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. What people have got to realize, you've got to let little boys be little boys. Just
absolutely.
Like you have to let little girls be little boy, be little girls. You have to do that.
Absolutely.
Or otherwise, you're going to end up with a nation of wussies like we've got now.
Yeah, and thank God they're not all like that. But think about this for a moment. If the predominant culture is raising a generation of wusses, but there's a remnant that's not, what is that remnant that's not? They're rebels, right?
Yep.
Now, some of them are rebels for a cause, okay? For example, and I rely on the Bible here, and one of the greatest passages when Peter told the other apostles, he said, we should obey God rather than men. So I will call that camp the group that walks toward the light. Okay? They have God and the Bible, and they have guiding principles, and they walk toward the light, and they will not deviate from that path. Okay? That's one type of rebel. But then you get the group that is just against things. They're against everything. They don't want to follow rules. Now, the sad point is, if you look at all the Bible and you find out there are more of them than there are of us. And if the only ones that are not wusses are rebels, what does that say about the next generation? Are we headed to anarchy, where the people in charge, the only people that have the dominant traits in their personality are also the people that hate rules?
Yeah.
Wow.
Very good point.
Yeah, I've been thinking that point for about 30 years now.
That's a very good point.
I don't scare about much, you know, I get to talk about me since it's my show, but it's a long segment. And again, this is a personal point to illustrate a larger point. That's the only reason I mention it. It's not because I have a huge ego, although some people say I do, but that's how I got a talk show. But here's the point. I'm going to give you a little countdown, okay?
All right.
I've been in 5 gang fights. I've had 4 bones broken in military training. I've had 3 people pointed loaded guns at me at close range, and I've had to negotiate for my life and the lives of others. I've had 2 people try to run over me with cars. 1 man tried to strangle me. I'm still here, okay? I don't scare easily. But the thought of having the next generation run by the rebels and the anarchists, that scares me.
It sure does, because we'll be, by that time, we'll be old and a little bit more infirm in our ways. We'll be at their mercy.
And all these kids, and I, when I ran for Congress the first time in 1994 in upstate New York, I said this during my campaign repeatedly, and it's still true, although you can change the name of the program. But what's wrong with America today? Instead of worrying about who's running the country and trying to get a grip on the stick, they're too busy watching Roseanne and betting on the ball game. It's
exactly.
Like, that's all that's important anymore. Let's see if we can titillate our basest sense of humor, and let's see if we can gamble away the next house payment. Oh, ooh, you got me mad. But not you. Society got me mad, and we just got off on this discussion. John, I hear some break music coming up, and so we need to go to a network break, but I do appreciate the phone call, and you're very articulate in what you said, and you know, it matters not. Most Americans, no matter where we grew up in America, had that same sort of background, and we need to bring that back. What do you think? Now, all right. We will be back after this with more of the U.S. Phone Force on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, Collodial Silver, Olive Leaf Extract, Oregano Oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Back with the final segment of the U.S. Phone Force for this day, Sunday, 17 February 2008, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you want to get in your final comments, you have a very short period of time to do that. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And you can also email the show at radio@tomkovach.us. Please also visit my website at www.tomkovach.us. There you can find, among other things, my book, Slingshot. And Slingshot is a collection of some of the best of the first 3 years of my online columns, so you can get something of a conservative education while reading Slingshot, and you can do it one column at a time. So I've had some people say, well, I don't want to read a whole book about politics because it'd take too long to read it. Well, the nice thing about Slingshot is that because it's a collection of columns, you could actually read it in the bathroom if you need to. So one column at a time. Take you about, depends on how fast you read, about 5-10 minutes at a time. So how convenient. Slingshot at www.tomkovach.us. Now, I said earlier today that conservatives and constitutionists need to think clearly about how to win instead of merely being the opposition. So please go to my column archives at republicbroadcasting.org and read the column, Merely Being Right is Not Enough. And then also read the column, What Was Gary Bauer Thinking? And that has to do with his endorsement of John McCain for president. We do have a last-minute caller on hold, and that would be from Washington. Jerry, welcome to the U.S. Phone Force. Jerry, what's on your mind?
Well, I was calling about the problems in the school you were talking about, and I really think one of the main problems with these shootings is that all these kids are on these drugs, and the drug companies today are taking over, and they're making these drugs mind-altering.
There is an article about that very thing today in today's edition of WorldNet Daily, and let me pull up that headline. I had it just a minute ago. Well, it's written by the senior news editor there, David Kupelian, and it talks about exactly that and documents the link between the drugs given for so-called attention deficit disorder, which I think is merely just being rebellious, and the school shootings. So it's a great point. But I see another underlying problem, and I want you to tell me what you think about this. The problem is rebellion against authority. See, in the old days, as the previous caller and I were discussing, John from Tennessee, students have been fighting each other for a long time. When I was in elementary school, sometimes two boys would get in a fight in the classroom, okay? You know what the teacher used to do when I was growing up? Teacher would say, take it outside on the playground. She didn't say, don't fight. She said, take it outside on the playground. The difference is, nowadays, the students are attacking the school staff. They attack the teachers. They attack the cafeteria workers. They attack, in my case, the sign language interpreter. They attack the principal. That didn't used to happen until this generation. Ladies and gentlemen, there's some food for thought for next week's program. Make sure you tune in each Sunday morning for 2 hours starting at 8 o'clock in Central Time for the U.S. Phone Force.
Think that, Corporal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is,